Welcome to Straight Talk Wealth, heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. with your experts in all aspects of wealth accumulation, preservation, and income guaranteed to last a lifetime. And now, your host of Straight Talk Wealth, Bruce Whitey, here on News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Good morning, Ventura. Hey, great to be here. As they say, great to be anywhere at my age. Hey, we got a great topic today. Thanks, guys. Hey, you want to know about this. You want to know what we're talking about today. I have spoken on this before. You know, it's interesting doing the show and having a practice where I'm helping people every week, because sometimes I will bring a topic to the show and introduce it as a topic, introduce it as a concept, and time will pass where I actually get to experience a lot of cases, work with people's cases, solve their problems. Every case is different that comes in the door. It's a wonderful experience that I get to have in my work. Each one is a different puzzle. People have different circumstances, different priorities, and their numbers are always going to be different, and their situation's always going to be different. So each puzzle is a little bit different, and certain principles evolve that are the key principles that we employ to get those cases resolved and to help people have a more secure financial future. And I'm hesitating. I'm not, because I don't want to get into, like, you know, a box of what these problems are. There's so many boxes that come out of. But there's certain fundamentals that develop that you learn to work with. And sometimes when I've covered a subject on the air and weeks or months go by, I revisit it. And I revisit it from a new viewpoint because I've seen several more cases that we've had to resolve using some of these fundamentals or principles. And my viewpoint is either fresher or it's newer or it's deeper about something I've already spoken about. So that's going to happen today. I'm going to go back into more in depth and I think deeper and in a more practical rubber meets the road. These are the scenarios where we've made a difference by understanding what are the three greatest risks to running out of money in retirement, to running out of your funds, to going broke in retirement. What are the three greatest risks? Now, these are three fundamentals, and I'm going to talk about fundamentals in a minute, why they're so important to understand what your fundamental principles are in the area that you're working in and whether they're valid fundamentals or not valid fundamentals. But the thing about fundamentals is that they should be universal enough that these do apply to big cases or little cases, people that haven't saved enough for retirement. The fundamentals I'm going to talk about today and the three greatest risks to retirement are applicable to someone who's barely saved anything as much as they are to someone who's got millions of dollars walking in the door. So this has been a very rich, I don't mean financially, but I mean knowledge-wise and experiential-wise and the relationship and the service-wise with our clients over the last few months of taking more cases on it and more experience that I'm getting deeper into understanding why it is so important to understand these three greatest risks to your retirement and the fundamentals that are valid and some that are invalid that we're discovering more and more are not workable. And I want to go over this with you today. I want to help you understand it. Okay. I think who needs to hear this show today? Let's boil it down to this. Anyone and everyone in Ventura County and in America, if you're listening online or our podcast, if roughly you're between the ages of 50 and 80, you need to listen to the show today. This applies to you. I'm going to be talking about the difference between, first of all, investment strategies. Investment strategies are strategies where you're simply building a portfolio. You're adding to the portfolio. You're trying to get it to run over a long run, but you're not necessarily drawing income every month out of the portfolio. Once you start to draw income out of the portfolio, You're no longer dealing with just simple investment strategies. You're dealing with retirement strategies. They're different. Retirement strategies are strategies that deal with, well, here's a simple way of looking at it. When you're in the investment mode of your life, you're saving your money, you're building your money, you're saving your money, you're building your money. That's all you're doing. Your job when you retire is to spend your money. It is a different dynamic that you're trying to actually accomplish. Your goal with your portfolio is to spend it. Now, I've done seminars. It's an interesting, enlightening question to ask a group in the room and to watch the sort of change they go through mentally while they're discussing this and getting to the core of their answer, where I ask folks that are between 50 and 80 in the room. This is the first thing I want you to know. If you're, by the way, who should listen to this? If you're 50 or 80, between those ages, you should be listening today. More so, anyone who believes that they've calculated how to get to retirement, but not specifically and precisely how they're going to get through a 20 to 30 year retirement, boy, you need to listen to what I'm talking about today. This is about how to get through retirement, not so much how to get to it. And you need to learn the math now, and we're going to help you do some math on that today. Anyone who has never consulted a retirement longevity or an income advisor, maybe they've only been speaking to an investment advisor, you need to listen today because you're going to learn some new disciplines. But back to the story about what happens at the seminars. So I will ask a crowd, I'll say, I want you guys to think about this just realistically. I want you to set this goal as a, this is an important goal right now. I want you to consider in your own planning. How much money do you want to have left in your accounts the day that you die? And it's amazing the range of answers. Well, I don't know. I mean, some of them are concerned about their kids or the next generation. So they'll say, and this is really like, I mean, it's such a revelatory question. I want to leave $200,000 to my kids or $100,000. I have a kid who doesn't do so. I want to leave him $100,000. Wow. Okay. And let's see, you're 70 now. How much money do you have for your retirement? Well, I have $300,000. I'm like, are you kidding? You want to leave a third of your retirement money to your kids? Well, I really care about the kids. Yeah. Well, you're dreaming. That can't happen. Are you willing to eat McDonald's hamburgers every day of your life so you can save money so your kids get $100,000? It's an impulsive answer where people start out with. Now, sometimes they have a lot of money and they still want to leave something to the kids. Sometimes they feel like the kids have been told they are responsible for their condition. They're responsible for their situation. I don't want to leave them any money if it means that I have to live a more austere retirement. That's where the rubber meets the road. I would like to leave my kids millions as long as I don't have to be austere to do it. So when it comes down to how much do you want to enjoy your retirement, the funny thing is, as it becomes a little bit more idealistic, the general consensus in the room becomes, I want to leave 10 cents in my account the day that I die. That's what I want. So that goes back to what I'm saying is that when you enter retirement and you're dealing with retirement strategies, not investment strategies per se. I want to talk about investment strategies like modern portfolio theory and asset allocation. They're very important. I want to talk about them. But those aren't retirement strategies. Those are earlier on accumulation and investment strategies of how to get through long periods in the market where you're not actually drawing out of a portfolio. But when you have to figure out what is the formula I need to follow so I can have 10 cents left in there the day that I die, which I don't know 20 or 30 years exactly when that's going to be, but I would wish I did. It's a goal. It's at least a paradigm to begin an evaluation from. I think I might live 30 years and I want 10 cents left, whatever it is. But you sure don't want to go, oh, I had planned on 10 cents left in that account at 25 years of retirement, and here I am at 24 and a half, and I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm down to about $3,000 left in the account. Darn, I thought I wouldn't be here. You don't want to make that mistake either. So this is a crucial, this is the math is a logarithmic, it's algebraic of what it takes to actually create retirement strategies as opposed to investment strategies. So again, we're going to talk about the three greatest risks of running out of money in retirement. We're going to talk about, on a very practical level, how do we solve this in the office? What should you be thinking with in order to do this? And the people that should be listening to the show today is everyone and anyone in Ventura County or America online. I don't mean the company, but anywhere in America online. Maybe some other countries too. I have people that listen to this show. It's really funny. I can tell who listens to podcasts. We do get listens in South America. We get some in Russia. Hey, shout out to Russia. Shout out to Europe. We get European listeners, and occasionally get, I think, one in Africa or something. So shout out to you guys if you're listening to the podcast. I know you're out there. But the thing is that anyone, particularly in Ventura County in America, that's roughly between the ages of 50 and 80, you need to listen to this show today. And anyone who believes that they've calculated how to get to retirement, and I'm working with a client right now. These clients, several clients right now that have come to me, and they know what their retirement number is. Like, I needed $500,000 and I could retire. I just felt like I needed $750,000. I needed $1.5 million. Okay. Where did you get that number from? What was it based on? I just thought that would be safe. Okay. But what did you base it on? You know, I've got several people that fit this, but I mean, I think every week who I've been seeing this last week when I come to the show, it's like a client that's got more pension than they have expenses. They've got a company pension check that is $1,000 or more a month than they actually have expenses. And yet they've got a big portfolio too. So that's really interesting. So what do you want to do with this portfolio? Cause you don't even need it. Some people would say, hey, you know what? My retirement goal, my number I should have in my portfolio is zero because I've got a pension that's going to be more than my bills. So I'm off I won the race. I got off the treadmill at 55 because my pension takes over. And well, if that makes you comfortable and you can have confidence in your pension, your number might be zero. Because you got income coming in, right? But for some people, whatever. But the point is, a lot of times they don't trace back where that number, how did you do the math to arrive at that number? Because the math is done by understanding what gap is going to occur between your guaranteed income and what your expenses are. You have to analyze that gap. You have to add an inflation factor to it. And then you have to build a portfolio to an extent that you then arrive at what is going to be the withdrawal rate. This is a really important term, and we're going to study it at length today. And then you're going to get some really good freebies when you call in today. I've got some great free stuff that will help you study and understand all of this. But that withdrawal rate that you're now withdrawing from is another crucial part of the math that you've got to work on. And don't make mistakes on it, because if you pick the wrong number, you could run out too soon. So you look at what your expenses are to live. What's your standard of living? What are your guaranteed income sources coming in? What's the gap between those two? And then how much resource are you going to need to fill that gap, and for how long? 20 years, 30 years? So that this is the math that's involved. So again, what I started to say was, if you believe that you've made it to retirement, or you know what it's going to take to make it to retirement, or maybe you don't know what it's going to take, but you know that this is what you're going to come up with, and it ain't going to be more or less or whatever. You have some idea of arriving, but you have not specifically and precisely figured out how you're going to get through retirement for 20 to 30 years, you need to listen to this show and learn a few things about the math. And if you haven't ever consulted a retirement longevity or income advisor, which is what we do, Bruce Whitey, I'm here every week. If you haven't figured that out, it's Sunday morning, 9 a.m., Straight Talk Wealth Radio, and I work with American Legacy Solutions. We are on the corner of Telephone Road and Victoria in Ventura. I'm a retirement longevity and income advisor. That's not the same as an investment advisor. If you've never met with one, you need to listen to this show today. Okay, let me give out the phone and talk about what we're going to give away today, because if you think this subject is relevant, then you need to study it. I have a booklet. It's a 20, not a booklet. It's a book. It's a paperback book by David Gaylor. It is it lists for $19.95 on the back. That's the ISBN number, little, code there on the back. $19.95 book. It's called Income Allocation: Enhance Your Retirement Security by David Gaylor. Now, I've met with David Gaylor personally, and he actually has kind of inculcated some of this strategic thinking to me and strategic workouts, and he's given me some real good tools to actually design cases with. So, we don't hang out every day, but I've met with him. I've gotten these resources from him, and his book is tremendous, and I'm going to give it away for free. It's a $20 book. So everything I'm telling you about today is contained in the book and more in depth, more thought through. And I want you to have the book. If this subject is relevant to you, I'll give it away for free. The number for that is 844-STW Radio. 844 Straight Talk Wealth. STW Radio. That's also 844-789-7234. 844-789-7234. There's two things you're going to get. No obligation. You're just going to get them. If you call in, we'll need we'll need to know who you are and get an address for you and all of that. But on the back of the book, I want to just read you here. It basically says, reduce the financial stress from your retirement. Again, this is on the back of Income Allocation by David Gaylor that you're going to get for free when you call that number. When you stop working and the paychecks no longer arrive regularly, how will you replace them? In Income Allocation, Enhance Your Retirement Security, you'll discover how to keep the cash flowing in retirement like you did during your working years. Financial advisor David Gaylor reveals how you can assure yourself of regular, reliable income regardless of how financial markets perform or how long your retirement lasts. Let's say in this book, you'll learn why Social Security alone may not be adequate to support your lifestyle. The traditional pensions that worked so well for your parents and grandparents are becoming less common and may very well not be there for you. Investment interest and dividends oftentimes struggle to provide enough income in these low yield times. And it goes on. But this book will cover in it what these three greatest risks to retirement are and how to work through that problem and how to do the math. Now, there's another thing I'm going to give you that is my creation. I just, in the last couple weeks, created in handling some client cases. It's a great model. It is a working spreadsheet. And I'm going to send you the Google spreadsheet on this. We've locked down the cells that have formulas in it so that you can't break the spreadsheet. But the cells that have the inputs that you want to play with are open, and you can have this spreadsheet. It's beautiful. It is basically a rate of withdrawal calculator. A rate of withdrawal calculator. So what you do on this calculator, which we'll send you for free when you call 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. It's called a rate of withdrawal calculator. So you put the size of the portfolio in. You put what percentage of drawdown are you going to start with in that portfolio? So let's say you have $1 million portfolio and you say, well, I like 4%. So you put 4% in there. In the first year of your retirement, it's going to show $40,000 coming out of the portfolio. The other two inputs are going to be, what inflation rate do you want to put to that $40,000? Yeah, if I need $40,000 a year, there will be inflation. So I think inflation is going to run 3%. So I want $40,000 inflated by 3% a year. You put that number in, whatever you think. Think it's 1%? You think it's 10%? Put it in. Put it in. It's whatever you call it to be. Whatever the withdrawal rate is you want to use, put it in. It's whatever you want it to be. And then there's a final number, which is how much is the portfolio going to grow in the market? What's the growth rate that the portfolio is going to come back? You put those four inputs in and you will see exactly where the portfolio crosses the zero mark. You'll see the curve of the portfolio because it's visually presented on a spreadsheet. You'll see the curve of the portfolio. You'll see where it breaks, how long it sustains, and you can play with this. It's a marvelous tool for understanding the dynamic of how you determine a rate of withdrawal in a portfolio. It takes the size of the portfolio. It takes what rate you want to draw down on. What is the inflation rate you're going to adjust that payment to every year? And how much is the portfolio call back? So you will get that spreadsheet for no cost, no obligation. And I spent some hours on it. I should be charging for it, but maybe I will in the future. And you'll get the book, Income Allocation by David Gaylor, when you call 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. Okay, I want to talk about fundamentals and the role that fundamentals play in going through the science and the art and the practice of planning people's retirements for them. Fundamentals in any field are vitally important to understand. You look at anything. I used to be I aspired to be a musician. I was a little too lazy, but I can tell you that the guys that made it and did well spent a lot of early years on fundamentals. They practiced their scales. They're practicing chord structure. They're learning what scales play with what chords, and they're doing what's called woodshedding. Good musicians woodshed for years to get the skills that they have on their instrument. That's just called getting the fundamentals down. Okay. If you look at the baseball season or any sport, but when they come into spring training for baseball and you go out there, what are these guys doing all day? They're not playing the game all day. The game is the culmination. But the pitchers are throwing balls, and they're throwing curveballs over and over, and they're throwing fastballs over and over again, and they're throwing sliders. And the hitters are just batting and batting and batting and adjusting their stance and adjusting which way their head moves. Fundamentals, those are what get you to where you then wind up doing something so smoothly that it looks baked in on you. But it gets baked in by knowing your fundamentals. Trying to think of somewhere else. I bet cooking, being a chef, has fundamentals. I'll bet being a driver, a good driver, a race car driver, or Uber driver, it's got fundamentals. Being a good computer programmer has probably got fundamentals. So when we talk about someone who is a good advisor about retirement, money, investing, it comes down to their grasp of the fundamentals and how fluid and how facile they are with those fundamentals. Now, I want you to understand there's lots of fundamentals. I could take my 300-page licensing book right now and go over all kinds of fundamentals, economic fundamentals, inflation. I love economics fundamentals, inflation and GDP and rate, the speed of money. And we'll do economics lessons sometimes here, but let me give you a few fundamentals that are out there. And just around the corner here, what I want you to understand about these fundamentals is you need fundamentals to think with. You need fundamentals to build on. You need fundamentals to operate on. But sometimes the fundamentals change. And sometimes what you thought was fundamental is proven to be not as universal, or times change and the fundamental changes. So this is another thing you have to be alert to, is not to be so stuck in your fundamentals that you can't break out of them either. So one of the fundamentals comes from modern portfolio theory. Now, modern portfolio was actually developed by a guy named Harry Markowitz in 1952, and he wrote a paper called Portfolio Selection, and those concepts have become known as modern portfolio theory, and there's a few elements of them known as the efficient diversification of investments or efficient frontier. But it's now a fundamental that has become ingrained in the investment world. And just to read you a little bit here from education.howthemarketworks.com, It says, modern portfolio theory is an investment theory whose purpose is to maximize a portfolio's expected return by altering and selecting the proportions of the various assets in the portfolio. It explains how to find the best possible diversification. If investors are presented with two portfolios of equal value that offer the same expected return, modern portfolio theory explains how the investor will prefer and should select the less risky one. Investors assume additional risk only when faced with the prospect of additional return. All right. So, let's see. There's a couple other things that are funny about this. Assumptions of modern portfolio theory. Asset returns are normally distributed random variables. Investors attempt to maximize economic market returns. Investors are rational and avoid risk when possible. Oh, yes. I remember all this was inculcated as I learned my economics. Okay. Then you have the efficient frontier that's part of this. One of the most important, widely used concepts of modern portfolio theory. Every possible combination of assets are plotted on a graph. And it's got risk versus return and how much it deviates, et cetera, et cetera. So this is all part of what comes together when they're trying to pick how to put a portfolio together. Now, there is another section on this one. It says here, limitations of modern portfolio theory. Modern portfolio theory takes into account many assumptions which are not always correct in the real world. As an example, the theory assumes that asset returns are normally distributed random variables. Distributed means that they're in different places. Random means you can't predict, and they're variable. They change. A real-life examination indicates that this is often far from true. These guys aren't trying to make a case. They're just laying it out, education. Here's the theory. This is you hear modern portfolio theory, and the main thing I want you to understand about modern portfolio theory is it says that you diversify, and you diversify in a certain way, and everything will be okay. You'll be taking the least risk possible. This article goes on, in many cases, there are a real-life examination indicates this is often far from true. In many cases, there are many large swings, which invalidates the theory. Another major flaw in the theory relates to the assumption that all investors have access to the same information, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what's also interesting about this is it was a renowned, I think he won the Nobel Prize for economics for this fundamental. It was so important for people to understand this. And yet in later years, Harry Markowitz says, I don't follow that. That's not how I operate. I was so scared in 2008, I moved everything into cash. It was something like that. But I tell you this much, diversification is not what it was in 1952 when he came up with that article. And things have changed a lot. And we now have, for example, and this is just common sense, but you didn't have the dominance of what the Federal Reserve does. You don't have the dominance of the political economic or the fiscal economic scene dominating all of the markets and what happens. I mean, right now we're seeing gyrations because it's the how do you diversify for Donald Trump? How do you diversify for, I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but these things universally affect markets and they go up and down. And diversification doesn't seem to be quite the same risk reduction theory as it used to be. So now, I bring that up because that was in 1952. I want to give you another fundamental that is worth reinspecting, and that is called the 4% withdrawal rule. That one was developed by William Bergen, and I think it was written on around 1994. And we were going into a big, long tech bubble in the market. And we had higher interest rates back then. We've had artificially low interest rates. So dealing with kind of the right way to... What the 4% rule said is said, based on the way if we use, and it builds from modern portfolio theory and asset allocation. So if you have a properly diversified portfolio, then you should be able to live pretty well for 30 years at taking 4% a year from your portfolio. So you can, if you got a million, you can take 40,000 a year and step it up by an inflation rate I think it was about 3.5% that they used. And if you want to step it up and you do it every year, that should work out okay. That'll be okay. Take 4% a year, step it up by inflation, and by today, if you have a diversified portfolio, everything will be fine. Man, that's a big bet. But those are your fundamentals that is based on. And you need to know that an advisor, that if you work it backwards and your advisor says, take 4%. Really? Based on what? Based on the 4% rule by William Bergen in 1994, when interest rates, bonds were paying 8% back then, we're going to follow that. Times have changed. Worth reinspecting that fundamental. What did that fundamental build on? Well, it built on modern portfolio theory. Well, I'm sorry, this is in 1952, and you have big universal causes that make markets go up and down that hit all asset classes. As the article said here in the in that one I just read, that it doesn't work that way anymore or always. So while these are fundamentals that might be worth, being aware of, there's also a time to reinspect your fundamentals and see, are they applicable? And this 4% rule is very, very key. Now, I built a tool on this because I'm having to instruct clients and get them to understand that when we look at what percentage of drawdown are you going to have, and we talked about three fundamental risks to running out of money in retirement. I'm talking about risk number one, picking the wrong withdrawal rate out of your portfolio. You won't know that it was 0.5% different or 1% different. You were too high or too low, or you could have taken more. You were too careful, or you should have never taken that much and now you're broke. You won't know that till a couple decades go by. So we have a tool that we'll give you for free that I invented because I'm using it with clients every day to help them visually see what this 4% withdrawal rate rule looks like on a chart. And we'll give that to you for free. It's a Google spreadsheet. We're going to send it to you, and I'll give you instructions best I can. But I think it's pretty clear. There's just four cells you can put the numbers into. You can say how much the portfolio is, what rate of withdrawal do you want to draw down on, what inflation rate to that withdrawal do you want to have, and what returns do you think you're going to get on the portfolio? What's going to be the rate of growth of portfolio? And you can watch the curve of the chart, say, oh, you splattered at age 77. Oh, you lasted age 87. You'll see the changes. It's a really, really valuable tool. You can have it for free. And we will also give you the book that so much of this is coming from that you really need to read. It's a $20 book. I'm giving it out for free to all the callers today. It's called Income Allocation by David Gaylor, Enhance Your Retirement Security. The number for that is 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. You're going to get the withdrawal rate risk analyzer, which is my Google spreadsheet. It's got lots of colors and it's got a chart and it's really very graphic to see. And I use it in our office all the time with clients when we're discussing what rate they should consider. So this is a good tool. You're getting my tool that I did, and you're getting the book Income Allocation by David Gaylor. When you call 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. That also is 844-STW-RADIO, if that's easier to remember. 844-STW-RADIO. Okay, so we're talking about fundamentals. So risk of the wrong withdrawal rate is a fundamental risk in retirement planning. So whereas a fundamental principle in investment planning is diversified portfolios, the efficient frontier, modern portfolio theory, diversification, they may or may not work when it comes to investments, but they translate into something that is a fundamental in retirement planning, which is your rate of withdrawal risk. If you don't know what the portfolio is really going to do, if you don't understand how rugged it is, if you haven't stress tested against what if we wind up with a 30 or 40% drop from a universal cause like tariff wars or whatever else might happen, North Korea wars, okay, then throw modern portfolio theory out the door and therefore throw all the predictions you made about how much you should be drawing down out of your portfolio that it was based on. You're going to have to go to something else. And the risk, and when we do our workshops, you see how we mitigate these risks. I may not be able to get into all the solutions, but I want to give you at least the awareness of a fundamental, and that is there's three great risks to retirement, having enough money in retirement. One is rate of withdrawal risk. Now, there's a second risk I want you to be aware of called sequence of returns. The sequence that your returns come to you when the market goes up and down. Sequence of returns is not a concern when you're just building an investment portfolio. It doesn't matter what sequence your returns are in. It only matters in retirement when you're taking money out. Another fundamental as one of the three greatest risks to running out of money in retirement, and a fundamental you need to inspect when you're redoing your retirement planning, is what sequence of returns are you expecting to occur through the 20 to 30 years of your retirement. So here's an interesting puzzle to demonstrate the difference between investments and retirement strategy. Investment strategy, retirement strategy, and why sequence of returns just doesn't matter in investment strategies, but it makes all the difference in the world in retirement strategies. So let's take 4 years of potential returns. So bear with me here. I'm going to give you a four-year scenario. In year one, your portfolio makes 27%. In year two, it makes 9% up. In year three, it makes 7%. So you've had three great years, 27% up, 9% up, 7% up. And in the last year, year four, you're down 15%. Up 27, up 9, up 7, down 15. Now take those numbers and reverse them. So instead of negative 15 being the last number, let's make it the first number in the sequence and let's reverse the sequence. So that sequence now becomes negative 15, up 7, up 9, and up 27. So you got a big year on scenario one. We had a big year followed by pretty good years, followed by a down year at the end. And in scenario two, we have a down year at the start, followed by moderately good years, followed by a really big year in the end. So think about this while you're driving or listening to the show or you're listening online. Of those two scenarios, if you don't take, let's say you have $1 million to start with, and you could run through either scenario one or scenario two, you're not spending any money out of the portfolio. You're just letting it sit there. But one portfolio of $1 million goes through scenario one, the other goes through scenario two. Same numbers, just reversed order. Which one do you think will have more money in the end? Think about that for a minute. The one that starts high, followed by moderate, with a loss at the end, or the one that starts with a loss at the beginning, followed by moderate, and a big bump at the end? Which one will give you more money in just a portfolio that you just let sit there and earn? The answer is, it wouldn't matter. It would give you the exact same result, and it doesn't matter what sequence it's in if the portfolio is just sitting there. Wouldn't matter. It's the same result and the same average return, and in the end, all of those numbers equal the same. That's amazing, isn't it? I'll tell you where it does make a difference. It makes a difference when you start to pull money out of the portfolio. Now, the fact is, let me give you, and by the way, do I have a document I can give you on this? I may, but you know what? It's all covered in the book. All of this is covered in the book, Asset Allocation by David Gaylor. And you can have that for free today. It's a $20 book. So you just call 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. And you can have the book. Okay, so here's, now I'm going to add in withdrawals. So let's take $1 million life savings. And at this In this scenario, we're going to take an average, an annual withdrawal of $50,000. So we're going to start with a 5% drawdown, and we're going to increase it by 3.5% per year for inflation. So we're going to start with a 5% withdrawal rate, 3.5% annually for inflation going up. And here's the difference. The one that starts with a high year going to moderately good years followed by a down year, if it just cycles through those 4 years and cycles through those 4 years and cycles through those 4 years, taking out 5% inflated at 3.5 a year, that portfolio will last you 37 years before it goes kaput. Now, you don't want to go kaput. You don't want to even plan 37 years if you think you can live 35. But the point is, that momentum would last for 37 years. If you were taking the same amount of money out and you started with a down year or years, that portfolio would last you 24 years. That's 13 years less of your retirement on the same portfolio just because you started off with the down years instead of the up years. The sequence is vitally important. It is a vitally important basic. It is one of the three greatest risks to running out of retirement money in your retirement is the sequence of the returns that you'll experience once you start to draw money down out of it. Look, 13 years, what gets done in 13 years? From the time President Kennedy declared that we were going to the moon to the time that we landed on the moon was far less than 13 years. The Great Depression didn't last 13 years. I mean, 13 years is a long time, and that's the difference between those two portfolios. So this is something that you have to think with. Now, the great thing is, again, you'll get more of a feel for this when you look at the spreadsheet, and you'll see, again, the two risks we've covered so far are what withdrawal rate you're going to draw on from a portfolio and what the sequence of returns is. Now, I can't demo sequence of returns, although when we work with clients, we actually have a great historical software that actually goes in and we can take any number of years in the market and create a drawdown rate. And you would see in that instance how successful or not the portfolio lasted against historicals on sequence of returns. But I got a great spreadsheet. You'll get it when you call 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234, that at least lets you see, again, withdrawal rate risk very clearly delineated. Sequence of returns, it's another part. It's a complicating factor in that. But probably a better way to sort of delineate this historically is to actually tell you the story of Bill and Jill. So Bill and Jill are brother and sister in this case. And Bill is an older brother, and he retired in 1996. Now, he had three really good years in the market before the market finally crashed. Actually, four good years. Market crashed in 2000. Jill had one good year, and then the crash happened. They both retired with $1 million. I mean, Bill was doing so well. Jill just followed his model. Bill retired with $1 million. He had a broad market index fund, and he was going to take 4% per year withdrawals. He was going to step it up each year by about 3% to adjust for inflation. So that was his formula. 1996, goes, I'm going to take $1 million. I can retire now. 4% a year. 3% up each year for inflation. Let's see how that works out. He has three or four good years on the sequence of returns before the markets crash. Bottom line is that as he continued that path with those kind of withdrawals, by 2017, Bill had an average one-year return, an average annual return with all the ups and downs in the market of 8.9%. So he's taken out $1.2 million, $1,221,478, what he's actually taken out. And he has left $1.894 million. So he started with $1 million. He spent $1.2 million. He still got $1.8 left. Great run. Great run. By 2017, his portfolio is up 89% over where he started in 1996. Just by following that distribution formula. So Jill figures, I'm doing what he did. It works for Bill. She retires in 1999, different sequence. 1999, she has one up year, and then the market falls on her. But she does the same thing. She starts with a million. She takes 4% out per year, steps it up by 3% a year for inflation. So where's Jill by 2017? She's taken out a little less withdrawal because don't forget, Bill had a head start. So she's taken out $1 million. And she's had an average annual rate of return of 6.05%. Bill had better start. His annual average return was 8.9. Hers is only 6.05 because of the bad start. In fact, it was so bad that by 2017, where Bill has 1.8, almost 1.9 million still left in the account, Jill, with the same spending pattern, has 257,123 left in the account. Her account's down almost 75%. She spent less, down almost 75%, while Bill is up 89% after all those years of taking money, just because Jill got on the wrong end of sequence of returns. So does that clarify for you why we're talking that the sequence of returns doesn't matter? It doesn't matter to investment strategy. Investment strategy is not retirement strategy. It matters greatly to retirement strategy. And one of the things that it forces, that age in retirement forces people to do that they don't get, is to violate one of the cardinal rules of investing. When you invest, there's a cardinal rule, which is buy low, sell high. And being that the market will go up and down and we can't predict it, never time the market. Don't think you're smarter than the market and you're going to time it. Like, I'm going to get my sales off the top. At the very last minute, I'm going to wait till it goes to the top before I sell. Well, usually the market falls rapidly, builds slowly and falls rapidly, and you've already lost quite a bit by the time you make that decision. You just don't want to time the market. But when you retire and you have to have income and you have to subject yourself to the sequence of returns that are now upon you, you are timing the market. Your age and your circumstances force you to sell when you may not want to sell. If the market's down, Jill had down markets and she started selling. Yeah, she had to because she had to live on it. So there's your first tool, first two fundamentals that are retirement fundamentals, which is sequence of returns and withdrawal rate risk. And again, you can learn more about them by calling up and getting the free book from us, Income Allocation by David Gaylor. Reduce the financial stress from your retirement and enhance your retirement security goes over all of this. And the little calculator that I did on withdrawal rate risk that we'll give you on Google Sheets, when you call 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. Now, I'm going to be doing a workshop on this eventually here, but we'll keep you posted on that. I don't have it scheduled. So the bottom line is call in today, get the free goodies. We will email you or keep you posted when we do a local workshop, and I'll show you how to work through these. But for right now, just get the goodies for free, no obligation. 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. Let me go into the third fundamental threat of running out of money in retirement, the third greatest risk. It is a fundamental of retirement spending. This fundamental has nothing to do with investing, has no relative relationship to modern portfolio theory. It is a retirement risk, and it's you're going to live too gosh darn long. Longevity risk. Because, first of all, let's talk about longevity in this country now and why it's become so important. You know, one of the fundamentals is, and why Social Security is so out of whack, is its fundamentals have changed and Social Security hasn't. The fundamentals, when Social Security was created in 1932, or 32, 36, somewhere in there, was the average guy lived to 65 or 67, and that was it. The average male didn't live much longer than that. So when you started giving them a retirement at 62, partially, and a full retirement at 65, they didn't live that many years before the system went, we don't have to pay you anymore. So it was built on a fundamental having to do with longevity that is no longer true. And because longevity has been ignored as a fundamental, it's thrown Social Security into chaos. Chaos. Now, there's other things around this circumstance that we talked about on other shows. People are living longer. They're not necessarily living a quality of life. I mean, they are. They definitely are better than during the Great Depression in the 1930s. But they're winding up living longer invalid than they ever used to. And they need to pay for that expense. So that whole fundamental of longevity is crucial in terms of a retirement risk and whether you're going to run out of money. Now, I have a sheet here. Where's my sheet on longevity? Cool little chart. And it's basically telling you that in a married couple, there is a 50% chance of a married couple that at age 65. So once you've gotten to age 65, you've overcome a lot of things that cause mortality, like being a youngster. That's a risky business to be in, being young and stupid. So once you've gotten to age 65, the chances that a couple, one of them is going to live to 94, there's a 50% chance that one of them is going to live to age 94. There is a 50% chance that the female is going to live to 90 and the male is going to live to 99. But as a couple, one of them is going to live to 94. There's a 25% chance that one of them is going to live to 98 as a couple. Someone's going to live to 98. And there is a 0% chance. Oh, it looks like maybe about a 5% one's going to live to 103. But I think that's a good stat right in there. 50% chance one of them is going to live to 94. Now, here's the problem with longevity. It's not just the long-term care situation, which is a huge factor that moves in that is peculiar to longevity risk. There's also the fact that when you consider rate of withdrawal risk, I picked the wrong way to withdraw. I took 5%. I shouldn't have taken more than 3.5. Well, if you live 10 years in retirement, it doesn't matter because there's probably money left over. If you live 30 years in retirement, it matters. If you have sequence of returns wrong, and you don't live that long in retirement, sequence of returns isn't going to kill you. But if you live a long life, somewhere that sequence of returns could come very much into play if you were on the wrong end of it. Longevity is a multiplier of the other risks. That's the fact that you need to know. Longevity risk in of itself, besides the need for what your lifestyle is going to look like, and the obvious thing that, yeah, you might run out of money, but the reason you ran out of money is it multiplied the error you made in your withdrawal rate, and it multiplied the error you made in not having a perfect sequence of returns. So it is a multiplier of the other risks. And those three things are the fundamentals, as I started the show with today. I want you to understand the fundamentals of retirement planning. Now, I do workshops on this. We have beautiful reports. We have software that actually explores all of these when people become clients and they need help in. And we do a thing called a retirement roadmap. If you're interested, mention that when you call the number. You're going to leave your message on the recorder to get the book and to get my spreadsheet. If you're interested in a little one-on-one to help figure out your circumstance, again, you're not obligated to be a client, but mention it and we'd be happy to help you. But the number for the book on income allocation by David Gaylor, which covers all of this and covers planning for it, how to resolve it, the resolution of it. I mean, I didn't even get into all the techniques of resolving these things and how we do that, but we do that every day. And I love doing it. I start off in the show talking about solving puzzles. If you understand your fundamentals, you can solve the puzzles. It's all covered in the book. So you want to get the book, no charge, no obligation. I got a box of them here. They're $20 a piece. You're getting it for free when you call 844-789-7234. 844-789-7234. 844-789-7234. You're also going to get the risk, the withdrawal rate risk calculator from me. This is a graphic spreadsheet. It has four things that you plug in, whatever you like. How big is the portfolio? What rate of withdrawal would you like to see? And it, usually illustrates it over a 30-year period. I think it's pretty flexible. If you take a really low rate of withdrawal and it's going to last for 40 years, the chart, the graph stretches out to 40 years. So the graph is as long as your money lasts. But you pick the size of the portfolio. You pick the rate of withdrawal that you want to take from it. You pick what inflation rate you're going to inflate those withdrawals by. And you pick how much growth do you expect in the portfolio. And you will visually see where it crashes and where it sustains. So it's a great tool. I use my clients. The number for that is 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. Hey, we're just about out of time. Come back next week. We'll talk more about this. If we get a lot of calls on this show, I might repeat it. It means it gets traction and people are interested in it. But these are the key things. I want to let you know, how do we think? What is our process? What do we go through at American Legacy Solutions when we get people in and they want to solve these three great risks? Get your free kit. Learn more about it. Stay in touch. Get our emails. 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. See you next week.
Content of Straight Talk Wealth Radio is for educational purposes only. Any discussion of financial products and their features is subject to change without notice. Consult your own tax, legal, or financial advisor as to your specific situation. Secure Financial Services Incorporated, California Insurance License 0E48147.